This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop for festival style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. I've owned Tecovas for years. I love these goddamn boots. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. That's true. I never got blisters from these things. Huge fan. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store today. Have a complimentary drink or two, which I've had, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are always at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. I can promise you that. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's TECOVAS.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and they ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Ross Patterson Revolution! By GhostBed.com.
Woo, Bobby. Bobby Three Sticks. I'm going to need a song today for a little Friday around here. Dingit. We're on Patreon. We can do whatever we want. It's our time down here.
Okay.
It's all over once we ride up Troy's buckets. All right?
Yeah, I'll eat then.
Bobby, what do we got today?
I'll just eat.
Bobby.
Yes. Sometimes I had too many beers, which I gladly do, and which I fully embrace. Automatic.
Dude.
Still is. I liked still beer. Is. I still like beer. Automatic. Still is. But I did not drink beer to the point of blacking out. When I was in town, I spent much of my time working out, lifting weights, hanging out, and having some beers with friends. Animal House, Caddyshack, and Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Great movie.
Working out, lifting weights, too many beers. Automatic.
Automatic, baby.
Still is. Many nights I worked out with other guys. Maybe it was because I'm an only child and had no sisters. Many of us became friends with students at local Catholic all-girls schools.
Who are his friends?
Laura. Megan or Nikki.
Okay.
Sometimes I had too many beers, which I gladly do and which I fully embrace. Working out, automatic.
Oh, you know it's
Whacking
coming, dude.
Out,
you know it's
automatic.
Coming.
Catholic all-girls schools, automatic. Still is.
Yeah, daddy.
Woo! It's a seamless edit.
What a way to start
so
little
good.
Friday, baby. Damn it, dude. I feel good.
Yeah, that got you going, huh?
Automatic.
R.I.P.
R.I.P.
Yeah.
To Avicii. Avicii's dead.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, he killed himself.
Level still goes.
Yeah.
No, he overdosed. He didn't kill himself.
Neither.
Wait, what?
Neither of those happened.
He killed overdosed? Himself.
No, again, neither of those happened.
What do you mean? Is he alive?
No, he's not alive.
He died of liver failure.
Oh, not as sexy though.
I thought he fucking sliced up his wrist with glass.
No, actually, he got hit by the Mossad. That's what it was.
Oh, is that what it was? Okay. Yeah. Okay.
He literally died. He committed suicide while on holiday in Oman.
Yeah. With shards of glass, Giorgio.
That's what they want you to think.
I thought Giorgio was our residential house DJ here. He knows nothing about house.
I really thought he died.
What a fucking house poser, dude.
I mean, his liver failed when the rest of his body did, I guess.
Because he killed himself.
Because he killed himself. Bob, Man, that's Giorgio. What's he doing today?
Yeah, what are you thinking, Giorgio?
Yeah, he just thinks he's like a human fact checker, and you have to actually...
It's strange when you think you know somebody, and then you don't know them at all, and they have no knowledge of real house music.
He said it so confidently.
I know.
I really did.
Yeah, None of those... condescending, boy. Even.
Yeah.
None of, hey guys, none of those happened, all right? Idiots.
Jesus Christ. Put your readers.
It was just out of nowhere.
I know.
Out of nowhere, liver failure.
Index finger to his reading glasses, you fucking morons. That's not how it happened.
Look, Ross.
Sure was.
You came in hot today, shoving people in lockers.
Yes.
And I just felt the energy, and I was going with it.
Got to shove Giorgio into a trash can.
Bullies shove nerds. Yeah, dude. I'll new guy you, dude. I'll put you in the trash can like the midget and roll you down the hill. I came in hot because we got some guests back here. Does the camera pop back over there? There it is. You can see him right back there in the back.
There it is. Yeah, wave.
Wave, you guys.
There.
What's your names?
What are your names? They called in sick.
What's up? Joe Allen and Lainey. So Joe Allen and Lainey. Studio's open. Doors are always open here. You guys built this place. If we didn't have you, we wouldn't have these beautiful facilities. However, these two decided to roll in with bags full of Chick-fil-A only for themselves.
Hot Chick-fil-A.
Which one's
piping
Lainey?
Hot.
Yeah, I was going to ask that too.
Oh, okay. Okay. Sorry. Yeah. Sounded like I couldn't tell which name was the.
Which was which?
For which, yeah.
And that's fine. All I know is I've got an empty hand here full of invisible Chick-fil-A because I didn't get any. I didn't get any Chicky Biscuits over here. I didn't get any H Brown Downs. I didn't get nothing, dude. I get a sack full of zero over there. And then I come in and I look over and I'm like, oh, maybe they just got it for Jesse and Jesse only. Go ahead and cut over to Jesse's desk there. Turns out she's got a bag for herself that she stopped and got and didn't get me any at all either. So,
you know what I think it is? You know what I think it is? I think we all just kind of feel like everybody's an adult.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? And everyone passes a Chick-fil-A. And if you want it, you can get it.
No handouts.
Yeah.
Just like, do you know what I mean? We're all adults here. Like,
manners.
We can get food if we want.
Manners
or not.
Aren't just for royalty in England, okay? They apply to real life manners. You come into someone else's household, you know, you bring a little gift.
Mm.
Hi, how are you? Mm. Good to see you.
Right.
Would you like a $3 Chick-fil-A biscuit? Yes, I would. Mm. I am famished. I'm starved
where
to death.
Where does it stop, though? So, like, if I got you a biscuit, then who would I be being rude to if I didn't
probably
get...
Probably not them, because, Delco, I'm imagining you don't eat any form of bread. I don't think I've... Well, I saw you tear through some pizzas one day, but that was just a one-time thing.
Cheat day.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, once, you know, the top is popped...
You can't stop.
Yeah.
You can't stop, brother.
Yeah.
Now, Giorgio will eat anything. It's a human trash can. And it's just endless pizzas over there.
Yeah.
And it's the same pizza every day, and I respect that.
Margarita.
Yeah, only. I respect that. Bob, automatic. Bob, for sure. You would probably get one for Bob. He's probably trying to shake off a hangover. Literally every single day. So,
okay.
Yeah. I mean, at this point, it's not even a hangover.
Just
one day to the
next. It's just a couple hours before you drink again is what that's called.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I got nothing. But, well, thanks for being here, guys. Thanks for being here. He's got a Brave shirt on. I mean, it's like, come on, man. Dang. Dang it.
I think you're projecting the madness, the anger you have towards me on them.
I don't have any anger towards you. I don't know why. I didn't know why you didn't stop and get me anything. But, you know, I'm also not surprised because that's you. You know, you kind of operate by your own rules. Mm-hmm. You know, you live your own life. There's always little mysteries hidden around the house from Whole Foods. Where I was like, oh, when did you go to Whole Foods? And it's like,
I actually go
four times a week. And you just don't know it, Ross.
Yeah.
You don't check the personal account that often.
Yeah.
But
you
here
know,
we
you
are.
Could, you could send a text, Ross, be like, hey, you know, next time maybe you can get me something.
Yeah. Blah. Well, I don't know where she's going. You know?
You just got to shoot those off. Be like, hey,
just
I miss
like
you.
Have a blanket.
Yeah.
They don't have those, the like alcoholic kombuchas. You know, where it's black label.
They don't have anymore?
No. So I'm kind of like, what do I get you?
Yeah. I like those vitamin C shots and those gingers, you know, the gingers, if you will. Right. We'll order some today.
Go pick some up if you like
them.
No,
don't have to.
Oh, okay.
They ship it right to the office now, which is nice.
Oh.
That Amazon feature is real goddamn nice. So we'll be hitting them
up. Look at you. He's grown
right
up and he's grown up.
Sort of. I mean, yeah, I could have had a better performance today.
Is it there, Ross? Has technology gotten there?
Yes. Well, Amazon has gotten there. Amazon, are we doubting them anymore about life? I kind of want them to run the United States government.
Put a man in space.
I know. I want them to run the U.S. government. Put a man in space in a cock rocket. Kind of amazing.
Got you exactly what you wanted within 2 hours.
All of it, dude.
Not a PA in your history has been able to get you exactly what you wanted on your order in less than 2 hours.
Fuck. You want to? Let's go there today. We never know where Little Friday's going, dude, and I like that. Let's go there today. You know their next move, Amazon? Amazon's looking to get into live television shows a la YouTube. Do you know who's in negotiations for it right now? Is Pat McAfee. And I'm like, whoa, we start doing live podcasts off of Amazon.
Well, sports action.
Now we're talking. The craziest thing to me is with McAfee's deal, he's getting $30 million a year. It pains my soul. Sorry, I got a little choked up there. It's getting the 30.
It's all relative.
Million. It sure isn't.
You know what I mean? Like when you have a lot of stuff,
yeah.
Cars, houses, 30 million isn't as much as you think.
No, it sure is. It sure is.
It goes quick.
It goes quick, doesn't it?
Nope, it does not. It absolutely does not.
A lot of suits.
Man, maybe for V-necks. You, Giorgio.
Chains.
And crypto, which we'll get to in a few minutes. But to break that down for the audience, $30 million from FanDuel means an advertising speak here for podcasters. You've got to get $30 million a year from your audience to spend on FanDuel. That's not happening. Like, they're nowhere near a number like that. And I know Dave Portnoy from Barstool said the same thing, and he was just like, it's purely a branding play. Because that audience isn't big enough for 30 million people. You know, $30 million worth of gambling money a year.
It's $30 for a million people.
Good luck.
That's hard. It's $60 for half a mil?
It's very hard to do.
$120 for a quarter mil.
Because conversion of your audience is also a thing, you know, where it's like, all right, cool. How much can you convert? And like, you'd have to get everybody to do it. Is that my phone or yours?
It's sort of everybody. Amber Alert.
Oh, Amber Alert. Who is it?
Some 13-year-old wearing a Tupac shirt.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm always curious to see the photos where you're like, oh, all right. Well, that's the one that the mom wanted to use.
There's no photos.
That's the one the mom you wanted to use is in a fucking Tupac shirt.
But also, like, they give us Amber Alerts for the entire state.
They do. It's a big state.
8 hours away.
Yeah. It's a big state.
Tie-dye pants, white slide shoes.
Is that real?
Ring hair in a bun and glasses.
Okay. All right.
Now we're helping.
Yeah, now we're helping everyone because we're live
in
Texas.
No, I know. I always feel bad because the sound is so annoying that I just go, God.
Turn it off. I have mine turned off.
Ross?
I'm not going to be of any use in here.
It's kind of like
if there's a child missing, all I have to do is go back. Well, somebody will tell me and I'll just go to Joel's desk.
Think about dying in a car accident, though, and how many lives you inconvenient. Like, everyone that drives past, there's a bunch of traffic. Everyone's just like, God damn it. And then they look at the wreck and like, oh, well, someone died.
Right. Yeah.
Or the amount of times I've said, somebody better be dead up there. And then they are. And then they are dead.
Right.
But here's the thing. With the McAfee thing, if he goes over to live Amazon, that would really flip the switch on a bunch of shit over there. That'd be fun. And they're getting football. Or they already have football, Thursday Night Football, so it's like, shit, dude. I actually kind of hope that shakes out, but I have no idea. The more and more people that leave YouTube, the better, I think.
Yeah, but nobody's leaving YouTube.
Kind of. Because we've got a ton of new subscribers, and it was like, oh my God, there's like millions of views. It's all in shorts. It's all in fucking shorts. 2 million views in the last like 3 days. It's all in short videos, so it's all headed towards TikTok. And speaking of that, TikTok is currently right now live on all your televisions. The CEO is in front of Congress right now trying to say that, yes, they have all 158 million American people's data, but they are working diligently on deleting that right now. And it's going to take about a year, but they will get it deleted. And that is live going on right now. I don't know. Maybe it's me, Giorgio. Would you say they're probably just shifting it to another server, all the data they've collected, and then they'll kind of hit the delete button on that afterwards?
Right.
There's copies of everything.
Oof. Hearing this trial, by the way, I was like, 20 minutes was really all I needed, where I was like, is this, are we really just going to lie to everybody, yes, and just be like, hey,
yes,
China has nothing to do with this? Like, why do we even have these if nothing's going to happen? It's just kind of a fucking charade.
So the people who can make money?
Who?
Just like everyone who's around, who has to show up there, who has to clean the courtroom, who has to file the papers. Like, it's literally just for people to make money.
That's a weird take, bro.
That's a really weird take. Georgia, I don't know where you're at today.
Just keep the wheels moving. No, it's the wheels of useless bullshit.
The wheels of justice.
That janitor's getting paid for cleaning the courtroom.
Yeah. What are they paying him? $10 million? No. Georgia. No,
it's all the trickle down. It's like every Karen, like 80,000 Karens are employed for this somehow.
Yeah, I mean, look, rightfully so on this one. I mean, they're just scanning children's faces and IDs.
Economics with Giorgio.
My God, man.
We need a segment where he explains why anything happens. And he just goes,
Vici was still alive?
It's the money. The money. And we're like, oh, explain. And he's like, the janitors and the Karens.
Yeah.
You're like, what are you talking about?
Keeping janitors employed.
No, there's this crazy, rolling ball. Snowball effect of crap.
Giorgio on the Federal Reserve.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Giorgio still
lovely.
Still into trickle down economics.
Giorgio was the one who was fooled by crypto for years. Mm. And now that all came
crashing
down.
He wasn't alone. He wasn't alone.
Ish.
Back there.
It's not crashed. What's dead may never die, Ross.
Right.
It's time to hold dollar cost average down. I just got to continue telling people to dollar cost average.
What's Bitcoin now?
Yeah, what is Bitcoin now? Look up Bitcoin.
Yeah, hold on. Dude.
I'd love to know this.
28.5.
Oh, shit.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah.
It had a huge jump today from up $1,000.
Because the Federal Reserve raised rates, right?
Yeah, they did. They raised them another quarter point yesterday. So good luck buying.
Podcast bros talking crypto. Yeah,
this is where we apologize to Giorgio.
No, he's not wrong. Well, Bitcoin so far, but that might be the only one. The other one was the SEC charges Lindsay Lohan, Jake Paul, Soulja Boy got charged.
Tell him.
Akon and Young Jeezy minus Young Jeezy, so it was just Akon in that one.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to say both at the same time. So they're calling this wash trading, where they all got together at the same time on all their social media platforms and was like, where can I get more of this Tronix, Giorgio?
That Tron X coin?
So they did an ad. They're getting sued for doing a paid advertisement.
They did not say it was a paid advertisement. So that is the hitch in the giddy up, if you will, is that they said they were buying all these coins equally at the same time. And they did not say it was an ad or that they were getting paid by the companies. They tried to quietly pay off the SEC. And then obviously that got leaked. So here are the people. Austin Mahone. Is that the TikToker? Is that little fucker on TikTok?
Do we have a date for this, Ross, by the way, when they did this?
Of when?
When they tried to pump this coin. Because I'm looking at the all-time chart of Tron. So mm-hmm. I kind of want to see if there's a visual representation.
You know, I don't know. Because right now they've just been paying off. I'm sure it'll be on these tweets. If you look up these tweets, because they did it all at the same time.
Mahone is he's a YouTuber.
Oh, he is.
Who is now a quote-unquote singer-songwriter, but he started on YouTube, not TikTok.
How many subscribers does he have?
Let me check.
Or followers, or whatever the fuck it is. I want to say, I feel like this, I've heard of this guy. I think my kid's watching me. He's like, I want to say 10 or 12 million, probably.
He has 12 mil on Instagram. Let me check the YouTube.
There you go.
So what I want to say is Tron's actually not in the toilet, and the highest peak of Tron was in 2018. So if this was somewhat recent, they didn't even get Tron to its highest evaluation ever. It looks like there's something around April 2021 that might have been when this happened. There's a big spike and then drop down.
Gotcha.
Lost half its value or more. But, Honestly, it doesn't look that bad just looking at the graph comparatively to the market.
Okay.
So if you had your money in Tron, you're doing better than some other people were.
Well, it was a bunch of them. So it was TronX. It was BitTorrent. BTT was another one. And then a couple others. So Lindsay Lohan was in this. Jake Paul was in this. Soulja Boy was in this. Austin Mahone. Kendra Lust. Whoever the fuck that is. Lil Yachty. Oh, not Lil Yachty. Dang it. Lil Yachty.
Lil Boat.
Neo. Does Neo have that much influence where you're like, man, I've got to get my financial advice from Neo?
Ross,
today.
Guess how many Instagram followers Kendra Lust has? I have no idea who she is.
I don't either. How many?
8.2.
Oh, God.
She seems to be an adult film actress.
Yeah, she's a porn star.
She's a porn star.
Oh, never mind.
You're getting your crypto and your financial trades from a porn star?
A fool and his money are...
I'm surprised Georgia doesn't know her because she's older.
Oh, is she?
Oh.
Wow, Giorgio, you're really slipping, dude.
Define older.
Yeah, define older for Giorgio.
Yeah, define older for the audience, Dan.
Yeah.
Over,
yeah,
under.
Define older. Yeah, no, I just want to hear, like, how old?
I don't know, she's probably, like, mid-40s.
Okay.
Ooh, yeah. Gross.
Yeah.
Savage burn
to the 10 females in the audience.
Yeah, so six of these celebrities have agreed to pay more than $400,000 to settle these charges, and they're out of there. A rep for Jake Paul declined to comment. Obviously, Kim Kardashian went down last October. She was one of the first ones here. And then she paid a hefty fee as well.
Yeah, not
to her. $150,000. Yeah, it's lunch.
Yeah.
Is it lunch? Probably not. Lunch is probably more expensive for her.
Right.
You know?
Right.
But yeah, all of this shit, like, it all seemed at the time like, oh, all right, that's weird. Like, how the fuck would Lindsay Lohan know about fucking Tronix, for Christ's sakes?
Yeah, but like, it was obviously... not a paid ad, but it was obviously some kind of partnership.
And that's fine.
You know what I mean? Where, like, I don't think anyone was like, oh my God, we're getting, like, the inside track.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So they want somebody to go down because they're going down, right?
Yeah. I mean, look, all these companies are getting sued for it. Nobody is kind of disclosing who they are and all that other shit. And then you've got this other massive suit against Larry David and Tom Brady and those guys that's going on now. So we'll see what happens with that. I mean, that one's, fuck, man, there's a bunch of, Matt Damon, I think, is in it.
I don't think he is.
I think he is.
Really?
I think Matt Damon's in it as well.
He did a different one.
Did he?
Yeah.
Okay. Fortune favors the bold. I remember that commercial, you know? And then he's like, put all your money in crypto. Why? Fortune favors the bold.
I don't know if it was bold. He should have said bold, remember? And I think he said brave.
Maybe.
He did. Like, he said brave instead of bold.
That's right.
And like, weird. Yeah. Right? It was weird.
Yeah, it was weird.
What? And I guess he was showing like all this stuff, like all these like brave people through
history.
Like
Like
a sailor on a ship exploring the oceans.
Yeah.
Let me tell you guys, if that commercial convinced you to do it, because you were like, oh, that's right. Brave people discovered new lands.
Yep.
Do you know how many people died trying to find anything on the ocean?
Yeah.
What is your point?
A bunch.
What is your point?
More than found.
Matt Damon needs to die. Is what he's needs to die for his crypto.
Show what he's saying is like they only showed like all of the successes
of
being.
And right. And so there's plenty of people in crypto.
That who lost on crypto is
most of
the
us.
Sailor who got scurvy.
Yeah. Right, right, right.
Yeah.
And they literally just like threw him off with no, they just didn't even want him on the boat anymore.
Cut a leg off first. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then boom, scurvy, lime up his ass, and then they threw him off the
and
boat.
And then it's Matt Damon being like, fortune favors
the brave.
Brave, even though it should be bold, but I'm going to say brave.
But it's brave, and we're going to do it, so who knows?
Yeah.
Sad to see, though. Sad to see. Who would have guessed? Who would have guessed it?
That what?
I don't know. The whole crypto thing would be a fraud. Yeah.
It's
Bitcoin, though, is holding on. I'll give you Bitcoin, Giorgio.
Ethereum's
for now.
Almost at 2 now.
Is it really?
Yeah. Well, everything's up.
Yeah. I mean, it's up a little bit. All right. It's up a little bit.
We'll see.
Are we getting more Amber Alerts here popping off? Man, I keep hearing the fucking buzzing, dude. And I'm like, how many kids have been taken right now?
Yeah.
How many kids have been stolen?
Yeah.
But speaking of Tom Brady getting sued for this shit, Giselle came out in Vanity Fair, had a nice little spread. I didn't get to read it. I was on my way in. What did she say in there about old Thomas Brady?
So it wasn't, there weren't like too many bombshells. She was basically just talking about, you know, how it was the death of a dream, and she, you know, would make him floral baths every night during the football season. Yeah, because she's some kind of healing
with rose petals.
Witch. Okay, what is going?
I don't know. Is it an emergency?
I don't know.
Who is it?
It's a 512, and it just keeps calling.
All right, if you need to take it, dude. Could be the kids. Go off screen, Jabes. With old Thomas Brady and the rose petals there, who's making that bath? Who's buying the flowers and all that shit? And why is he giving that up every night? Nobody's ever given me a bath like that.
A floral bath.
Ever.
Floral bath.
Yeah.
Because she says she's some, like I said, some kind of healing witch.
Uh-huh.
That was like a fun thing where, do you remember how I said she was handling it so amazing? She's a boss.
Sure.
She's like so mature and
mature.
And then you start talking, right?
Well, that's going to happen. Talking. It's going to happen.
And like, you could be some mysterious hot model, Giselle. And now you're talking about giving floral baths and being a witch healer.
Yeah.
You know.
Did she specifically say the word witch?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah. She said,
I heal witches?
No, no, no. She, like, she's a witch.
Oh, she's a witch, and then she heals other people.
Yes.
Does she actually say the word witch?
Hang on. She does. She does.
Did you read the article?
No. Okay. I just read the highlights.
Between you and Giorgio today, I don't know what's happened. Like, people are dead, they're alive, they're witches, they're not witches.
That's what she said.
Is she a witch? Or is she healing witches?
No, she's not healing witches.
Okay.
And also a witch would go to another witch to be healed. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, a witch would just go to a different witch.
You're not just like a normal person that heals witches. You would be like a witch who heals other witches.
Yeah, that's
if that was the case.
That's a specific thing.
Did she say this in the article, though? Because this answer I've got to know. Otherwise, you guys are just making things up
today.
It's just a make-em-up day.
No, we're not. We're not.
I'd like to have fucking dragon legs, you know? I'd like to run around with very taut lizard skin dragon legs.
What? She says she's, you know, man, this Vanity Fair site sucks. She's a witch of love.
A witch of love.
Yes,
yeah.
But if Giselle is a witch, she's a good witch.
Yeah.
Did she refer to herself as Giselle, like in the third person?
No.
Okay. Who's saying that? The author then?
No, she's a self-professed witch of love. But then the author says if she's a witch, she's a good witch.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
She's not going to end up with a house on top of her. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
She talked about like challenging. It was like a challenging roller coaster with Moynihan. The ex. Fine.
I don't know how. I mean, you know, I'm kidding. Jilted lover. She was knocked up and then she left her for that.
While she was pregnant.
Yeah.
But whatever.
Yeah, that's going to happen.
Whatever.
I'm more curious about Tom Brady in what he does in his own house now.
Yeah. Would draw floral baths for Brady during the football season. As a self-professed witch of love, she puts a lot of care into homeopathic remedies.
Oh, God.
I love this.
And a healing lifestyle.
I know you love it, Georgia.
A bath?
She
a
warm bath?
Braces? She'd be a dream.
Yeah, that she confirmed to Vanity Fair that during football season, she would draw homeopathic floral baths for Brady whenever he was going through difficult times.
Ah, okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Someone who's there for you, needs you, understands you on a different level.
She would also, Giorgio, gift him with stones and crystals.
Yes!
Including healing stones and onyx. Onyx is this no protection.
Slam.
Wrong again. Wrong again.
She would heal him with Onyx. Onyx and slam.
Yeah.
The Pokemon.
Let the boys be boys.
Yeah.
Let the boys be boys.
Yeah.
Wow. All right.
So, I mean, there wasn't actually too many bombshells, but she's speaking out and she's talking about it where it was like the death of her dream. And she did so much. She moved all over the place. She hated Florida. She wants to be in Costa Rica. She wants to raise her kids there. So he's probably just like, gross. Hey.
Yeah. I'm sure the kids would love it.
Oh, and she said the
there's nothing more jiu-jitsu than American guy. White children love than just moving, picking up schools and going to Costa Rica. And then going.
It'd probably be a fucking dream.
It'd be awful to go to high school in Costa Rica.
You're not going to high school.
Yeah, you are. What are you going to do with the kids?
Tutors. You're rich.
Are you going to homeschool these fucks?
Why not? College-level tutors.
That's weird. That's weird.
Anyway, she said the jiu-jitsu as well. The jiu-jitsu guy
is
one of the only people in her life that she can trust.
I understand that.
Trust.
I understand that.
Ever.
I get it. Bob, bring up a Slam by Onyx. Just for the audience who hasn't heard this song or doesn't remember it, I just think it would be hilarious if you came home from the game. There's a bath with mm-hmm. rose petals mm-hmm. in it, mm-hmm. and there's like a tripwire.
There's crystals and candles, and it looks super serene.
Yeah. It's all
and you walk in, and you're like, oh,
it's the lights are dimmed, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. and then you're just like, this starts
is
playing.
So nice.
Imagine walking to this.
Yeah.
And he jumps in the tub.
Splashes everywhere. All the
and
candles
she comes
go
in,
out.
She's like, you got another win, motherfucker. Let's go, Brady.
Yeah. But by the way, like, that's kind of how I thought she was. Like, I thought she was just like, what the fuck's your problem?
Yeah,
let's
dude.
Go.
Yeah.
Quit bitching.
All right.
But I guess she was like a healing witch and would make him floral baths. And like, I don't know either of them
at
all.
I've got a. All right. So in the world of supermodels and athletes, I'm team Kate Upton all the way now. Like, this is not. I'm not doing any of this bullshit that Giselle's doing at all.
Oh, okay.
You got to go Kate Upton.
And so then, like I said, they, you know, they're talking to each other now on Instagram, like a picture of a cat and then a picture of the dogs I love so much. Me in Costa Rica having the best time, even though you hate it here and you would never come with me, you know, that kind of stuff.
Sure.
And so then Brady put up, Bob, do you have his post?
Did he put up a little cryptic post?
I think it's
post?
A story, unless this...
Is it one of the stories? So it's on TMZ. You can find it.
Yeah, no. or go
it's
to the stories.
It's literally just written, and he just put up a post, a Ralph Waldo Emerson quote.
Oh, fucking A, dude.
Yeah.
He's going Waldo on people? He's going full Waldo?
Oh, he found Waldo. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, boy. Bob, can you read this aloud in a serious professional theater manner, please?
What is success?
Mm.
To laugh often and much.
Ah,
to win the respect of intelligent people and the affection of children.
Mm.
To earn the appreciation of honest critics and endure the betrayal of false friends.
Ooh, who's he talking
to?
Who's the false friend?
The jiu-jitsu instructor.
To appreciate the beauty. To find the best in others. To leave the world a bit better.
Yeah.
Whether by a healthy child, a garden patch, or a redeemed social condition. To know even one life has breathed easier because you have lived. This is to have succeeded.
Yeah.
Giselle, you shall walk the earth scorned. Scorned, I say.
Sorry.
Are people... It's all right.
No, I took it too far.
No, it's okay. People...
I took it too far.
Are people questioning his success?
Maybe like, he's got to come back. Maybe he's got to come back for the 49ers.
Who's he talking
to?
And
Mike
what's
Shanahan,
he talking about?
The head coach of the 49ers.
Okay, so this isn't Giselle.
Job.
He's not talking to Giselle.
No, he's talking to Giselle.
He's
talking to Giselle, and this is, they probably went full fucking Waldo one night.
Right.
And just, you know, shaved each other's boxes to Waldo. And this is definitely something personal between them. Like the outside world doesn't need to see it.
Or like she showed him this quote.
Yeah. Yeah. I have a hard time believing that Brady's just sitting around the house with those two fucking cats that he adopted reading Waldo. You know?
Again, I have no idea who these people are. What I thought was completely wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
So I don't know. Maybe he is.
I'm not sure.
Anyways.
I now know that Kate Upton is the real fucking homie in this whole sitch.
We heard you. But I can't wait for this to escalate because we really thought
he's got to come back.
Because people always say that we're just give us privacy. We respect and love each other and we're separating with the utmost love for each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. Until the divorce, you know what I mean? And then it gets nasty.
He's got to come back. There's no other way to put
respond
yourself,
to this.
Yes. You've got to come back and you got to come back at a high level. And there's only one team that can do it right now. And it's the 49ers. He's got to go play for the 49ers, or that's it. Because otherwise, he pushed that Fox deal, allegedly, for a year. What the fuck? If he's doing this now, it's March 23rd. Football season doesn't get cranked up for another 7 months, 6 months.
Right.
What the fuck's he going to do for all that time now, unless he comes back? Because otherwise... and this is sad to say, it really is. And this includes Tom Brady. I just had this exact conversation last night with somebody else, an advertiser, about athletes. When you're not playing, it doesn't matter how great you were. When you're not playing anymore, people stop fucking caring.
For sure.
They just don't care.
For sure.
And it's so odd to me. And we've had many of childhood hero on Drinking Bros Sports. And they're retired. I think it's a great deal, like a big deal to me. And then the ratings come out and you're like, oh, man, nobody fucking right. cares. Like, it's so bizarre to me.
There's a few who transcend.
Who are they? So this was part of the discussion last night. And I'll give you mine, okay?
Shaq.
Yes. Yeah. But here's the deal.
But he's still on TV and he's still in the mix.
Mm-hmm. In the mix and he's everywhere, right? So
and he's a doctor.
Here's the one that is a sheriff, what? Too.
And a DJ. Yeah,
and a DJ.
DJ Diesel.
Yeah. Okay. He does a lot.
He is technically a doctor. You have to call him Dr. Diesel.
Yeah, we're not doing that.
Oh,
Dr. Diesel.
Same, we're not calling Jill Biden one either. But so last night, no lie, this was a discussion about an advertiser. And we came up with these. And tell me if I'm off here. Serena?
Mm-hmm.
Serena transcends, I think. Serena
Williams?
I think
Williams. So,
yeah. Tiger Woods?
Yeah. Does Serena really transcend?
I think,
we'll see, right? Has she retired yet?
Yeah, she's retired. Yeah, okay. She's done. But
in tennis, she will. But Bob probably has a...
I don't know. They keep forcing her into commercials now, and I'm like...
She's not really...
Not commercial, but if you... Yeah.
She doesn't really have, like, the personality.
She doesn't really have the
charisma. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
But if you see her out...
She's a celebrity. She is a full-on fucking celebrity.
And I think she will always be, right? Yeah. So as far as transcend, it's just the kind of thing where everyone... will be stoked if you're somewhere, not just like, oh, they used to play for,
right.
You know.
Look at it this way. McEnroe is like the third or fourth best tennis player from his era.
Yes.
And people know him. Like, do you even know who Bjorn Borg is? Like, I mean, like, fuck.
Yeah, no, you're right. He's fucking rad. But anyway.
Well, we do, but, you know.
I
think he's in prison now, so.
Yeah, he was rad. I just said he was rad.
Yeah, he's in prison.
Mike
what
Tyson.
More do I...
So Mike Tyson, yes, but Mike Tyson has done so much other shit. The other ones I came up with last night, Tiger Woods. If you still see Tiger, it's like, hey.
Tiger has his own like stratosphere around him.
Correct.
Right, yeah. But he isn't Michael fully Jordan, retired easy. Either.
Yeah. Michael Jordan, easy in that conversation. We would have said Kobe. That's, you know.
Have we kind of lost luster for Jordan because he's such a bad GM?
No, because he's selling the team right now.
Yeah.
So he's getting out of there. And all people are talking about is how much money he's making off of that deal right now. And it's close to $2 billion. And everybody's like, Michael Jordan keeps making more money, and you're just like, holy shit. And it's true. But besides that, football wise, like, is there anybody that would stop you in your
Brett Favre
and your butt cheeks? No, dude. No.
Peyton.
No.
Peyton Manning?
I don't think so.
What do you mean?
We like Peyton. I don't think girls like Jesse, like, would Peyton Manning, like, if you saw Peyton walking down the street, you'd be like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
I'd be fucking amped about it.
My wife loves Peyton Manning.
Just because, but not for football.
Yeah, and that's fine.
Because he's awesome and funny, and I like the shows that he does.
And that's fine, because you have to have something else.
But he was a badass.
Besides football. He was. He was.
But
So Peyton Manning, but I mean, there's very few.
Dale Earnhardt Jr.
No.
Detlef Shrimp.
Okay.
No.
What's that?
Detlef Shrimp.
Nope.
Just from Parks and Rec?
No.
No. Oh, okay.
Stone Cold.
No. The Undertaker has just stopped. About, I saw him in the airport. That motherfucker. Everybody stops for the Undertaker, but
yeah,
probably not. I would say maybe Hogan still.
Tony Hawk,
The Rock.
Mm. Tony Hawk.
Yeah, The Rock, I guess. But oh yeah, Tony Hawk. Well, yeah.
Shaun White.
No.
No.
You wouldn't stop.
I got into it.
I got into it with
fucking Mina Kimes.
No.
On Twitter, back and forth, and she was like, "I don't know who Shaun White is," and I was like, "You work at ESPN, for Christ's sake." It's a weird one, but yeah, no. I don't.
Michael Phelps.
No.
No, you'd know him more for depression commercials at this point.
Like, it's just people you would stop on the street.
If
and talk
he
to.
Hadn't done all that, maybe.
Ryan Lochte?
No.
Yeah.
No.
He's probably got a keep on pointing for you.
We like Lochte, but I don't think a lot of people know Lochte anymore.
I just don't think celebrity's a thing ever since the Imagine video. We just kind of are out.
Oh, celebrities in general.
Maybe. Because that is part of it. I mean, your social currency is now worth more than your fucking celebrity and shit. And, you know, with all these contracts coming up with the Writers Guild, Actors Guild, all this stuff, and people are starting to see what the real money is, they're like, oh, shit, why would I be an actor when I could make more on Instagram or TikTok or whatever? So
Zion. Forgot about him.
Zion
Williamson?
I forgot about him, too.
Giorgio. Yeah,
He doesn't play. So I don't
is he talking
know.
About a college basketball I player?
It's well, a song by Lauryn Hill, but
oh, he is in the NBA now.
He is in the NBA, but he's been very injured and hasn't really played. I wouldn't care if Zion Williamson walked in the studio right now.
No,
I wouldn't give a shit.
Oh, he said it's a joke.
Oh, okay,
nobody laughed.
Sure. UFC wise, Chuck Liddell always stops people, like you know,
Conor, I guess
Conor McGregor. Sure. Yeah, but there's not many. And so for Tom Brady, he's going to start to enter this world where it's like, oh, shit, people just won't care.
Oh, Tyson.
We've talked about Tyson. Yeah, he's one of them.
He's just done a bunch of other stuff.
Yeah, but he's branded himself like Snoop Dogg at this
George
point.
George Foreman?
Well, he's got that movie coming out. We'll see. We'll see how the movie does.
The grills.
Those grills.
I know. They talk about that. By the way, I was like, smart play here. As soon as the trailer started, I was like, I would really put that grill story in there. And they did. They put it at the end of the trailer, and I was like,
"Oh, I thought the whole movie was about it."
It's not.
Oh,
nothing about the grills
and about us kids.
Yeah, it is.
Right?
It's about the controversy of the grills. Yeah.
No.
Yes.
No. It is the last line of the trailer, and they were like, "Well, they want me for grills, but I'm fat." And he's just like, "Well."
Oh no! They said that they went out to Hulk Hogan, and he.
Yeah.
He said he passed on it.
There was three people that passed on the four.
And
the
he's
grills.
Like, "I'll fucking do it," and he made a shit.
James, we got some sponsors to put this shit wagon on the air. First and foremost, ghostbed.com/drinking bros. Did you hear, James?
What?
Biggest savings ever.
To date.
50% off that bundle package, dog. It's the adjustable base and the mattress combined together for one amazing evening. No, it's tons of evenings.
Mm-hmm.
We've had it for 3 years now.
Yeah.
Can't go back.
Nope.
Can't go back. Won't go back. Although
loyalty
I would
now.
Like to get that 3D Matrix mattress, though.
Yeah, I think we are. Well, we're not going to get rid of the base, obviously, but no. We are going to change up the mattress. Why not?
Why not? And with that, you can get 40% off that mattress if you want now. So 50% off the bundle package. The adjustable base also comes in a Split King, which is amazing because that comes with two remote controls instead of one. That way, if your lava goes to sleep before or after you, you can kind of control your own destiny there. USB ports, flashlights, all of that. And then the rest of the site is 40% off with the promo code DRINKINBROS at checkout. So, you want a mattress? Great. Go get it. 40% off. Sheets, 40% off. The weighted blanket, 40% off. The cover, you name it. The everything is 40% off. You can stack the card as high as it'll go. You want 60 mattresses? Put them in there. 40% off. Promo code Drinker Bros at checkout. That's all you got to do. And at the bottom of the page, you're going to see a 3-year pay-as-you-go program. No interest as long as you have decent credits. And if you check that box along with the deals that I mentioned, congratulations. You can walk out of there with a brand new bedroom set for about $20 a month now. Biggest savings they've ever had in their history over at ghostbed.com/drinking bros. Next up, we got hardafseltzer.com. Jabes, what up, girl?
Word up.
We're in over 200 stores now in Tennessee and Florida, gaining more and more by the day. Heading out there, like I said, for the Miami Marlins season opener. We're inside the stadium there, inside Tampa Bay Rays Stadium as well, coming up on opening day. And we'll be inside the Tampa Bay Rowdy Stadium there if you're in Florida. Catch a game, drink a ton of hard AF seltzer, and we're in every single Total Wines in the state of Florida and Tennessee. We're at the Smoky Mountain Axe House. Still in Bearden's Beer Market up there in Knoxville, Tennessee, James. We're at Jack Brown's Bar in Chattanooga. We're at Frugal McDougal's in Nashville. We're everywhere. So all you got to do is go to hardafseltzer.com, click on the store locator, type in your zip code or city that you're currently in, and Google Maps will just take you right to the store and buy as many as you want. Same price as that 4% bullshit from White Claw. Fuck that, dude. This is 8%. All new flavors are out now. But if you're like one of us dummies who are living in a state where we're not in currently, you can order it online and we'll ship right to your doorstep. I just got some last night, James. Just got some last night.
Oh, I saw that.
We partied with them last night. Still not open here in Texas, but we're working on it, kids. Go to hardafseltzer.com today. Support us. Support the show. Go to hardafseltzer.com today. Yeah, Prize Picks is America's number one fantasy sports app with more than 3 million members. It's the easiest and most exciting way to get in on the action. While you watch your favorite sports and players, you just pick more or less on two or more player stats and watch the winnings roll in. March is almost over, but the biggest moments in college basketball tip off the month of April. Be a part of the action on Prize Picks for both men's and women's college basketball. Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. You can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, and college basketball entries today at Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. So let's take the NBA, for example. Let's say you choose Steph Curry for more than 29 points and the Joker for more than 10 rebounds. Or let's say you take Caitlin Clark for more than 30 points and LeBron James for more than 7 assists. You're a winner. Kevin Durant for more than 28 points and Trae Young for more than 10 assists. You're a winner. It's that easy. Download the Prize Picks app today and use code Ross Patterson for a first deposit match up to $100. Again, download the Prize Picks app today and use code Ross Patterson for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. Yeah, let's give it up for Liquid IV.
Yeah.com,
baby. Promo code Nooners over there is going to get you 20% off your first order. Rage this weekend. Jobless on accident. I feel like it was an accidental rage this weekend.
Yeah.
And I needed some Liquid IV to start off the day. I start every day with a Liquid IV. Our kids are using Liquid IV.
Yes.
They've got the new and improved sugar-free Liquid IVs as well. And Pear is back. Pear is back. That's my favorite. Pear was my favorite there. Big fan, but hanging out, watching sports, hanging out with the friends and all that other stuff. You start boozing, you lose track of time, and then you're like, oh, shit, I need to rehydrate for the week. Got to pop in that liquid IV. Are you a daily girl? Because I don't see you every single morning all the time.
Yeah, I'm a daily girl. So I do one of the sugar-free grapes or the sugar-free apple, which are my new faves, in 24 ounces.
Okay.
So it is supposed to be just in, they say, like, put a packet in 16 ounces.
16 ounces of water.
And that's going to hydrate you double. I put in the 24-ounce, maybe onesie or twosie.
Yeah.
And go through the day.
Yeah, yeah,
it's life-changing.
I call it Hydration Monday here on the show because it's one of those things where, again, you go hard over the weekends, you got the kids, you're not eating great, you're boozing with some friends or whatever, and then boom, reset on Mondays, pop in the liquid IV, and you're good to go. But it's a little pouch, that's it. You're ripping open, popping into liquid, 16 ounces or more. And you're good to go. Super easy there. Three times the electrolytes, no artificial sweeteners, 8 vitamins and nutrients, non-GMO and free from gluten, dairy, and soy. Weekends are for going wild. Have a game plan for Monday with Liquid IV. Grab your Liquid IV hydration multiplier, sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code Nooners at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Superior Hydration today using promo code Nooners at liquidiv.com. Oh, get a gajillion dollars off it. It's one of the best deals of all time, but... But yeah, not many. So I think Tom is going to be forced to come back, especially if more and more of these pictures start popping up of her having fun all over the world with jiu-jitsu guy and kids in Costa Rica and, you know, walking live tigers or whatever the fuck they're doing out in the jungles down there.
Sure.
I think he's going to be forced to come back. And I think this will be
a never-ending thing. I want him to come back just for another retirement video. Like, what does he do now? I mean, he has to just like slink away. You can't do another video.
I'll say what it is. So when I saw the last one on the beach that we played on the show,
sure,
I thought to myself, this is so hastily put together. I was like, you're not fucking done. You're not going anywhere. So you can knock this bullshit off and then have a laugh about it a year from now. But yeah, I think he'll be a quarterback for the 49ers. I really do. With all this shit going back and forth, and you're dropping Waldo and Cats and stuff, dude, you're coming back. That's not a life for you, you know? Mm-hmm. If you would have hopped right into the booth, then he could have at least, you know,
sure,
had some distractions, something else going on, everything else. Now he's just sitting in this big, empty, fucking huge mansion. And if you haven't seen the 30 for 30 doc that they shot at his house with him and Woodson during the Raiders game, that is a fucking enormous, beautiful house, and it's just him and two fucking baby cats.
Well, I'm sure his kids come
when
sometime.
She's got custody, so that's gonna be a weekend sitch, right?
I don't know what their custody agreement is.
I mean, they're down in the jungles with homegirl, last pictures I saw, so
yeah.
You know, he's not seeing those goddamn kids. Mm. You know, nobody's drawing him a bath but himself now.
Mm-hmm.
Or the maids, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Sad.
Sad to have your kisses so far away.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Your 14-year-old son, open mouth kisses.
If you can't have an open mouth kiss with your 14-year-old on a daily basis.
It's got to be sad.
Are you really living life at that point?
Sad.
It is
just
sad.
Sitting in between his legs
and
taking feet pictures.
He'll be back.
Yep.
He'll be back.
Yep.
So you can go ahead and jot that one down. I wonder if those odds are up on my bookie, if we can bet if Tom Brady's actually coming back, because I would throw a
hundo. That would be interesting.
I'd throw a hundo on that for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. If we're already quoting Waldo, God damn it, dude.
Right.
I mean, it's March. We're not even at the draft yet. The draft isn't even for another month, for Christ's sakes.
Yeah.
And you're this bored?
Right.
Holy shit, man.
I need a life coaching book from Tom Brady.
No, you don't. You're good.
That's exactly
right. Right now, you're living.
What are you trying to learn?
You're living a better life. If you look at his Instagram stories and you see fucking cats and quotes.
Yeah, he's doing it right. It's mindfulness. He's doing it right.
No, he's not, Giorgio. This is a sad man. Whereas you're going out, getting photos of gals with four kids and whatnot. Like, I don't think that's happening to him.
Oh, he's definitely getting that.
You think so? You think, what do you think it is? You think he's getting blasted with tit pics in his like DMs and shit?
Well, he's got that one girl, right? The like super young blonde.
Allegedly, but she's never popped up again. I haven't seen her. Have you?
For what, Brady?
The blonde, yeah.
No.
She probably got harassed.
Yeah. I don't know that she cares or he cares.
Do we think Brady's straight?
His cheekbones aren't. Good question.
There it is.
Good question.
Somebody finally brought it up.
We're just asking questions here.
Anybody who's taking.
We don't know. We don't. Nobody knows. Nobody knows.
Flowers.
I feel pretty confident that he likes to have sex with women, but I only base that on all the women he's had sex with.
Hang on. Let's go around the horn here as dudes real quick here. And then I want to ask Jesse's opinion at the end of this.
I'll go last, of course.
No. I want to ask your opinion at the end of this. So we'll get four dudes' opinions. All right.
Great.
Three and a half.
Are you only half Giorgio's. A man?
I was talking about myself.
Oh, who's the half then?
I'm just fucking around.
When do you take a bath, and when's the last time you've taken a bath, and do you enjoy taking baths? Delco.
Every now and then, some kind of like the bath salt shit.
Yep.
It's like recovery
and everything.
Yeah. But for working out, right?
Yeah.
Okay. What do you think? One a month?
Not even. Maybe one every, like once a quarter.
Okay. Rob.
All right. Well, first off, that just answers the question already, because Tom Brady's job was to work out.
Yeah.
I'm not putting flower petals in.
Yeah, he's not putting flowers in his goddamn.
Yeah, bath. But if like you came home and there was someone being like, hey, this is good for, you know, sore muscles. This is good eucalyptus for your, you know, then you'd be like, all right, fine, I'm getting in.
This is to get all the gypsy curses off of you.
Yeah, yeah. It's typically with another person. So
what, that you take a bath?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you're recovering?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, with a lady.
Now I'm confused.
With a lady. He's having sex with a woman is what he's doing inside that bath.
In the bath?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Look.
Water.
It's not great. It's not the best for penetration.
Well, you're not, you know, you kind of elevate yourself out of the water.
Oh, boy. This is a road that we're not going down today.
So when he first said, I take baths, you know, sometimes, you know, yeah, the bath salt thing for recovery.
You were on board.
I was like, yeah, that makes sense.
Yep. And now he's
like, no, just having.
I'm just having sex just with having strangers.
Sex in a bath. No. A little bit of corner.
A little bit of calm A. A little bit of calm B.
Just in case you thought that was a little gay, I would smash your pussy.
Yeah. Just in case you think it's gay for me to take a bath. There was a lady in there, too.
Bob, last bath.
I have no idea.
Yeah. Yep. Giorgio.
I probably haven't had a bath in 2 to 3 years.
Okay. Does a cold plunge count?
Yeah, no. I'm not talking whirlpools.
Yeah,
or cold plunge.
Nope, it doesn't count.
In a bathroom, I have not had in extended periods of time.
Okay, so I'm last on this. I will say 20 years, maybe. I don't know. I don't even know if it's that. Now, as a woman,
right?
If your man, your husband, or whatever was just like, "Hun, I really just got to relax and take a nice long bath. Mm-hmm. Can you just give me my privacy while I take my bath today?"
Uh-huh.
How would you react to something like that?
Slowly poisoning you with antifreeze in smoothies, maybe. We know someone that does that.
We do? A friend of ours?
A friend of ours. Daughter.
That we hang out with?
Daughter. Is married to a guy,
okay,
that does this
every
and it's
day?
Just a thing, and they have a kid, and every day after work he needs at least like an hour, 2 hours in the bath to just unwind.
Absolutely not.
That would
matter
be a
fact,
no.
Hang on, matter of fact, I don't know that I've ever seen you take a bath.
No, I don't like, yeah. No.
Yeah.
I'm not into relaxing culture anyways, though.
No, you hate it.
Yeah.
She hates massages. You hate.
I just don't like sitting baths, somewhere things, without like being able to, you know.
Yeah. Pop something on or a podcast or something.
Take care of something or like.
Yeah.
Sit down for a second or you're in bed. You're going to go to sleep. You're staying there. But the idea of like, you know, actively relaxing.
Yeah. Taking a bath.
Taking the steps to relax somewhere for. An hour, let's say.
Uh-huh.
sounds like a nightmare to me.
Yeah. Yeah. It is a nightmare. It really is a nightmare.
And it gets cold quick. Like, what are you doing for 2 hours in a bath?
Not sure. Not sure.
Refilling it?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. But it's not something that a grown man, in my opinion, should do on a daily basis, like Tom Brady. So he might be gay.
I think
he might be gay.
That guy who takes 2 hour baths at the end of every day,
mm-hmm.
he's just like flexing on his wife. Like, I can't even imagine coming home and being like, babe, don't leave me alone for 2 hours. You still got to deal with the kids.
Right, right. Sounds like abuse a little bit, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sounds like covert abuse.
That is the gaslighting that every man aspires to be able
to
do.
Hey, man, I need my time. And she's like, okay.
It's better for the family if I take my time. If I take 2 hours, I'll be a better husband.
Can't even imagine the things that he says to make it so that every day after work, he's allowed to take a 2 hour bath with the door closed.
And just waiting. Just a relaxing 2 hour bath where it's just like, hey, dude.
When he gets home? Like, as soon as he gets home?
Yes.
But, like, how old are the kids?
They have one, like, 1 year old right now.
Oh, wow.
That kid's two-year-old in bed by the time he's done with the bath.
Yeah.
So he just doesn't see the child.
Yeah.
Smart. Yeah. Smart. Yeah. Bob's going to be like, hey.
Nope.
So I heard this thing.
He's a bath boy.
It's really good for. I'm a bath boy now.
I'm a bath boy. And I just need to take my bath.
I need to victimize myself. I got to come every day and be like, Ross was a real piece of shit.
Yeah. The only way that I can mentally like regroup and be here for our family, babe, is if I just relax in the bath for a little bit. Is that okay?
I just need two hours to relax.
Is that okay? Or are you going to tell me what to do too?
In my bathtub. I just need 2 hours in my bathtub, okay?
This is not the life I signed up for.
Is that okay? Or are you going to be an asshole to me too, like everybody else today?
Yeah.
Huh? And she's like, okay, just go. Thank you. Thank you. You're the only person who understands me and supports me.
I'm going to go draw a bath.
Am I good or what?
Yeah, it was really good. It was really. Can we get some applause? It's little. There we go.
Very good at manipulation.
Yeah, it's a little Friday.
Can I hire you to
to teach you how to gaslight and manipulate people? No problem.
Yeah. Why is that not an influencer on Instagram or anything? Like, hey, how to gaslight? Like, where they're just shaming their partner. Every single day. I think that would do really well, actually.
I don't think people want to give away all that power.
You think so?
Yeah, it's usually, there is a large, huge part of, or section of TikTok, right? That is all about.
I saw one the other day.
You're
about
kidding.
Narcissists or TikTok or whatever.
It was incredible. So I have a friend, not a friend, but a person I know who's like kind of just doing this now as like an influence situation. Nice person.
Name names. We're on Patreon.
No, I'm not doing
name
that.
Names.
But anyway. Yeah. She was on Instagram, and it was clearly like a TikTok too. She was on Instagram, and her reel was like, she was like, okay, today we're talking about gaslighting. And now she was trying to explain what she thought was a form of gaslighting that she could warn her followers about. But I'm pretty sure she had just gaslit herself into assuming that if she was not correct, she was being gaslit.
Because the entire thing was about how
see, and the crazy thing is, sometimes, you know, they'll be saying things and you know, you'll be like, no, I know that's not right. I know that's not right. But they'll just keep telling you it's right. And then I realize like, oh my gosh, they believe that's right. So they're gaslighting you without even knowing that they're gaslighting you. And I was like, oh, that's, you're describing an argument.
Was it Veronica?
No. It was no one you know. But like, I was literally this woman on there just describing a disagreement as unintentional gaslighting.
Yeah. Because, like I said,
the craziest
because,
thing.
But by the way, she's going to like jump up in TikTok for that.
Yeah.
Good or bad.
Yep.
But like all there is on TikTok is people talking about gaslighting, narcissistic abuse, covert. And some of the stuff is absolutely. But some of the stuff is like Bob saying where it's like, I told him to go left and you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he was like, no, it's this way. I remember that it's this way. And he was gaslighting me into believing I don't know what way. You know what I'm saying?
I hate the phrase gaslighting.
I want anyone to die who uses it.
Same. Yeah. I never, I, I never use it.
Because if you actually go to the definition, it's not at all.
It has to be intentional. You literally cannot unintentionally gaslight someone.
You can't do it on
someone.
Accident.
The guy in the play is just like, hey, 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 I'm going to lower the gaslights.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck my wife.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I don't really get it. And it's this victim mentality where I guess those videos do well, I'm assuming, on TikTok.
This one, she's new to it, so it didn't do that well. But she's doing full production, like it's a thing. Oh, and I was just like, man, I'm gonna watch these a lot.
Yeah,
son of a bitch.
Yeah, in the definition, it says that someone has to be using psychological methods into manipulate someone using psychological methods into questioning their own sanity.
It has to be intentional. Of reason.
Yes. If it's not. If it's not intentional,
it's
not gaslighting. Yeah, it's just you're fighting with a dumb person.
Right.
That's
all. Yeah. And then you know how you solve that? You just say, oh, you know what? We're both right. One of us is from a different universe. Mandela effect. Okay, let's move on.
Yeah,
with
yeah,
our
yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Look at that.
Agree to disagree.
Agree to disagree. Oh.
Now, Ross, they do have what you want. It's a new TikTok or YouTuber that I found that does shorts, and he's Fuckboy goes to therapy, and then he comes back from therapy each time and explains something to his girlfriend that, like, he had learned that day. He'd be like, oh, like, you nagging is triggering me, so I'm going to need my time aside. And then it's pretty hilarious.
Fuckboy goes to therapy.
Yeah. And then tries to use the therapy on the girlfriend.
Love it.
Oh, that's nice.
Love that.
And how's that working out for Fuckboy?
It's just like hilarious. A sketch thing. Right?
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Or is this a real person?
No, it's a sketch.
Oh, it is?
Okay. He comes. It's basically coming into the bedroom each time and telling her what he learned in therapy, but is actually just manipulating.
Because I think, Fuckboy Goes to Therapy would be, like, if it was a real person, that would not shock me whatsoever. Or it's just like, you know.
But most women would agree with you.
Yeah, dude. If you're trying to build a following, it's like those people who are faking Tourette's. I know we showed some of those Tourette's TikToks, and then some of them got busted for faking Tourette's. And
So you're saying you should claim to be a fake womanizer who then gets help and gets better?
Correct. How like Giorgio, your demeanor and your calmness and your voice and the way you speak to people, you would be perfect for Fuckboy Goes to Therapy, and then just describing to the audience what you've done wrong. And your relationships as a fuckboy.
And how I don't do that anymore and how I've changed.
Yeah,
and
I understood
all these things are wrong, so you can trust me now.
Would get many fucking followers and dates. It would fucking alter your mind.
I would be stabbed.
If you really
Ross,
played into the bit.
I would be stabbed immediately.
By who?
My tires would be slashed. Any woman that I interacted with.
No.
I don't know, dude.
It would drive them to be insane.
I don't think so, man. I think you'd be able to pull. I think you'd be able to pull from it.
They just make more videos. They're not like slashing your tires.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. Just think about it. Think about it. Everybody's trying to come up with one, you know, some little niche.
Gimmick like Hot Wings.
Correct.
Hot ones.
Hot ones. Hot ones, dude.
We're all trying to recreate Hot Ones.
There's a bunch of people eating hot shit.
Fuckboy goes to therapy.
Fuckboy goes to therapy.
Okay. I have a new rotating therapist each time.
No.
Nah.
Okay.
No. Nah.
It's just about the lessons you've learned as a fuckboy.
It's going to be a no from me, dog.
Yeah. It's just you sitting in front of camera, soft lighting, that type of stuff, and then just talking about you being a fuckboy.
Basically, each time I get home from therapy, I just talk to camera for 30 minutes like it's
an
old reality TV show.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I like confessional style.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What you've done, like it's real world shit. You know what I'm saying? And I think that would do really well, and you'd gain a ton of followers.
Am I in a tank top? Like it's the real world.
I think you've got too many tattoos to do it. I think people would want, a more...
No, like, that's like fuckboy style.
Well, like a V-neck. I would go a V, a deep V. For some... What? A deep V is
You just
nice,
want me to be
dude.
Italian, don't you?
It's play into the bit. You already look it, People don't know. We don't know where you're from. Your name's Giorgio, allegedly.
And or grow this else. Front... Grow the front part out really long?
Yes. That's it. Yep.
We can go up and or forward with it.
And some bangs. We'll have some bangs on it and really fuckboy this
if,
up.
If Patreon can put some money aside to hire Jesse as my stylist for the show, maybe we could get it going.
Okay, it's not a show. It's your life, all right? One.
No, but aren't we monetizing?
Hopefully one day. I mean, I'd like to see this thing take off.
You just want him to do it?
Is the handle
alone with no camera?
Fuckboy goes to therapy taken already on TikTok.
I don't know.
No, I don't think it is, Jesse.
Literally like that, probably not.
Yeah, dude. Fuckboy goes to therapy. It really rolls off the tongue, doesn't it? Fuckboy goes to therapy. Did you see Fuckboy goes to therapy? What was he talking about now? I left his shoes on and walked through the house.
Is that what this series is called, though, that you were telling us about?
No, I saw it this morning, just like when I was scrolling through shorts.
Is it called Fuckboy Goes to Therapy?
No, it was just, that's what I labeled it and called it. It was just a sketch that this
guy made. Okay, so it really is your idea?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's do it. I think it'd be, Giorgio would crush. Absolutely crush.
I have to get a therapist.
No, you just make it up, Giorgio. Like, what's something a fuckboy would do that they should go home and then apologize for after talking to their therapist?
Ignoring a bunch of their girlfriends or ex-girlfriends' calls at a wedding because they were overwhelmed.
There you go. Boom. Fuckboy goes to therapy. There's your first 30-second video.
Or taking your ex-girlfriend's house keys to go home before her for when she gets to wait for her when she gets off work, but meeting a girl on the way home and taking her keys and going home with her instead.
Yes, not getting enough condiments with Chinese food. Like, I didn't get the soy sauce. She wanted the actual chopsticks. I thought we could just eat with forks and, you know. Like, I mean, you could really keep going with all of these.
Yeah. Did you hear his story just now?
Giorgio's getting a little too specific.
Because you did that?
Did you do it, Giorgio?
Took the girl's keys.
Mm-hmm. Well, she was a bartender.
And he was going to go to her house.
Yep.
Wait for her.
Yep. And?
Met someone else on the way home.
Sure
and
did.
And took the bartender's keys so when she got home, she didn't have a way to get into her house because her keys were with Giorgio at another woman's house.
Oh, my God, Giorgio. You didn't drop the keys off?
No. I mean, I was fucked up. I was so drunk.
Did you get a call of like, hey, dude, it's me. I can't get into my house?
I probably got 30 calls.
He got a bunch of calls, but he didn't answer them. Because I was He turned off notifications because he was busy.
Yeah, yeah.
He went into night-night mode.
Wow, dude. I would have lost my shit. I would have lost my... The only thing that made... I've got a story that's close that made me just as angry.
You know what would make it even better is if, like, he got mad at her when she was, like, found out where he was or whatever and came...
I'm hooking
God
up.
God damn it. Fine. Here's your keys.
Yeah, I was getting my dick
Jesus.
Sucked.
Yeah.
Sorry, you weren't off work yet.
It probably was, like, middle of the day the next day by the time I saw her.
Oh, boy. That's terrible. The one that happened to me was a guy at the gym took my fucking keys on accident. At my car keys. I had my fucking car keys.
So you fucked him.
Oh, man.
What is the story?
So I came in and I was hot. I was like, hey, dude, check the goddamn security cam. We got to find who this is, everything else, blah, blah,
Everyone's
blah.
Everyone's like, happens all the time. Just calm down.
These keys in particular, for whatever reason, were $250 to replace or $350, whatever it was. It's one of the ones you press the button and fucking shoots out like a sword, you know, like a switchblade.
Oh, old school.
Yeah. And I was expecting, like, they don't make those really, you know, and for your car. And I was like... And I go, who the fuck? And I'm just raging. And this old man comes in, probably 72, 73. And he's like, oh, I accidentally took these keys. And I was like, those are my keys. And he goes, I bet you want to kill me. And I was like, you have no idea. But you already got one foot in the grave, homie. So, you know, I'm just going to let this slide.
I thought she had a hide a key.
Yeah, you would think, I mean, you would kind of think like, really? There's no way for her to get in.
How did she get in? She break the window?
Nah, she went home with someone else.
God,
fuck boy on fuck boy crime. Yeah.
I mean, it was like a bartender, other bartender who had worked there, who was like just a friend.
A fuck boy on fuck boy crime, dude. You don't see it that much.
Victimless, as far as I'm concerned. Yeah. Everyone's happy.
Everybody's happy. Yeah.
It was just another roll in the snowball of toxicity.
It sure was.
Sure.
That we would get each other with.
Fuck boy goes to therapy.
This was the same girl who relabeled her ex's name and her phone as her sister's.
Nice. Oh, great.
Nice move.
Great.
Nice
yeah.
Move.
There you go. There you go.
Classic.
And then I put a lip gloss on her phone. That way I could see her passcode still on it with the fingerprints.
You know, you don't have to expose yourself so much, right?
You what?
He doesn't have to get into such detail.
oh, he's giving away your guys' secrets like we don't fucking know already.
Fuck boy goes to therapy, dude. Let's do it.
Look, I'm trying to turn a new leaf. I'm trying to be good. I'm trying to find wifey. So I'm telling all the secrets.
That's not how you do that.
Friends.
You put those in the closet
and bury them way down deep inside, friends.
And then maybe when she's been with you for a good amount of time, kids are out, you know, you're married.
Yeah.
Maybe you could slowly start to open that door.
Jesse, so what you're saying is I should lie to my significant other for 10 to 15 years.
Omit?
Yep.
Parts of the story that aren't pivotal.
Your Honor, if the question wasn't asked, do I have to answer the question?
Yeah. Just, you know.
How can an innocent man be guilty?
Don't lie. Just don't tell everything all the time.
Yeah, just keep all your dark stuff inside. Kind of like your wrestling days.
You
don't have to tell anybody what happened.
Yeah.
When you were cleaning the mats after hours, you know, after
hide that bag of hair and fingernails.
Yep.
Okay.
Stuff them way back in the closet.
Way into the relationship.
Whew.
And just let her stumble upon that bag of hair and go, what?
Who?
And then she's already in.
Yeah,
you know?
She's already in.
She's not going to leave you then.
Already in.
Be like, I like to collect toenails and hair and make little dolls out of them.
Are you comparing my life to someone who hoards toenails and hair and makes?
It seems like you're comparing exactly that to my life, Jesse.
We don't know, Giorgio. We don't know, but if we had a guess.
Who else has said that ever?
If we had to guess, that would be on the board on the Family Feud up there.
Mm-hmm.
Show me toenails and hair, and then it's boom, three.
Yep. Craziest thing you found in your ex's closet.
Exactly, yeah, and Giorgio just rips off the entire category.
Yeah.
Steve Harvey, we've never had somebody get all these before. And it's like, oh, it's Giorgio. Fuck boy goes to therapy. James, we get a nature nook today.
We do.
Oh man, I always go one too more. I go one too far. One fake scream too far.
One too four.
One too four. I go one two. I'm like, it's the fourth one, right? And it's three.
It's not.
What do we got there, James?
So while I'm reading the story, Bob, if you could find there is video. Zebra badly mauls Ohio man's arm.
Oh.
Arm. Calm down. And deputies put it down. He said, I think he tore my arm off. Now, I've read this entire article, and I still have more questions than answers about...
Who's blurred out there, Bob, on that
pic? It's the guy.
We blurred out his face?
So deputies ended up killing a zebra. Yes, zebra.
Yeah, zebra.
On Sunday evening after it mauled a man's arm, nearly ripping it off his body. So deputies with the Pickaway County Sheriff's Office responded to reports of a zebra attack in Circleville, Ohio.
Oh yeah, that's close.
So why were there zebras?
My grandfather lives there.
Okay, why were there a bunch of zebras attacking this guy?
So there is
in Circleville,
like farmland out there. So you could have a zebra out there if you wanted to. The only weird thing though is like, why would you have it in that cold of a climate? I don't really get.
Again, none of these questions have been answered, but during the 911 call, so this is Ronald Clifton.
So there's a lot of zebras in Texas, by the way.
Where?
Like Marcus Luttrell has some. There's,
if you drive to Houston from here, there's a whole ranch on the right where you can see zebras from the road.
Tons.
And they got here.
The climate. You're allowed to have exotic animals in the state, and the climate allows for zebras because it's like Africa, right? It's hot as shit here. Ohio, though, is not where I would stuff a bunch of zebras.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. So Ron Clifton, 72, called 911, said he was attacked by a zebra. and requested the rescue squad to be sent right away. The dispatcher sounded shocked and needed to make sure that Clifton said what he said. And he said he was attacked by a zebra. And he was like, yes, a zebra. I think he tore my arm off. Send a chopper, Clifton said, right? He's freaking out.
Send a chopper?
Send a chopper. He's like, my arm is ripped off. Like, stop asking me if it's a zebra.
How does he know that he needs a chopper, though, for that?
The dispatcher asked if the animal bit his arm. Clifton said, oh, hell yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah. He is frustrated with all these questions.
Yeah,
when he's like, oh, hell yes.
Yeah.
Send a chopper.
Send a chopper.
I'm calling for myself. Like, stop asking me all the questions. According to the police report, one deputy attempted when they showed up, they found him lying on the ground. And one deputy attempted to position his cruiser in between the zebras and the guy, kind of like to protect him.
Smart.
Didn't work. Zebras. They then became very hostile and charged the driver's door. Of the vehicle. So what video do we have?
Video so I've got, yeah, this is the New York Post video. It's body cam footage, so we'll see.
So this is after the cops show up.
Okay, is there audio too?
Should be, yeah.
Pickaway County.
Oh, right? Yes. Potentially.
That's enough.
You need another tourniquet, or are you good?
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, oh, fuck.
We need to expose the wound.
Oh, there, his whole arm's in a bag or something?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, shit.
It ain't going to be as bad as you.
This wound, just make sure it stops the bleeding. What
you step? You guys.
This is some backwoods stuff. Huh? Oh, no, they're going to kill. No, no, no. You're not saving the zebra. They're going to fucking kill it. So.
Is he asking for it to be saved?
Well, he's saying they're
the
not really
right
vicious.
There.
He's saying they're not really vicious. I don't know what happened.
Are they taking this fucking thing down right now?
Yeah.
Is there a way
you
for
have
him,
to
you keep him back? We're trying not to shoot him, but
we're trying not to shoot him.
Well, guess what? Here he comes.
Look at that. He's got a little sling blade for the zebra.
Wonder why they're so hostile.
You're swinging that fucking.
It's like a big stick that he was just swinging at it.
Dude, that cop was about to fucking shoot. And he just jumped in front with the stick.
Yeah, that guy. If that guy didn't jump in front, that cop would have blown that zebra away.
I think the zebra ends up charging them.
I hope so.
Because
look at this. The zebra knows it's not where it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
It just wants to be killed, suicide by cop, and run in the plains of heaven with its zebra friends.
Charge!
It's like the end
of
Gladiator.
He's going to. So just keep watching.
These
cops zebras,
are hyped.
And they're telling them, like, don't turn your back to him.
Don't turn your back to the zebra?
Yeah.
Look at that, dude.
That cop is ready.
He's ready.
He's
to
like, make
kill,
one
dude.
Move, zebra.
This farmer's so calm, though.
Well, yeah, it's his zebra.
It's his zebra, dude. He doesn't want to see his zebra die.
Don't turn your head.
Uh-oh.
Keep looking at him.
Yeah.
Don't turn your head.
So
don't turn your head, she's saying to the cops.
So she's someone there that like owns the zebras as well and is like informing the cops on how to.
Oh, boy.
Like he's looking right. The zebra's looking right at him right now.
Zebra's bird dogging those motherfuckers.
That's it.
Oh, we don't
he
have any
charges,
footage of him getting blown away?
No. Right?
Damn, dude. I want to see zebra get blown away.
No, but basically where they cut it off is when the zebra looks toward them and starts aggressively coming towards them, and that deputy shoots him.
I wanted to see a fucking zebra's head get blown off live on air today.
That's
and we're not going to get that, huh?
No.
Son of a bitch, dude. Son of a bitch.
So the report noted that the male zebra was aggressive because he was acting protective of the 5 to 6 females in the field. He was the only male in the herd.
The only male zebra?
Yep.
Okay. Okay. But he is dead. We can confirm that. The zebra's
dead.
Yes,
the deputy aimed a 12-gauge shotgun at his head and fired.
Shit, dude.
Is that sad?
Just gonna play that angel music for the zebra. He didn't want to be there. R.I.P. R.I.P.
Dude, I think any animal that literally tries to maul a person.
The zebra is not supposed to be in Ohio. That's not a thing, dude. That's not a thing.
What would you have him do with the zebra? Let him go on his way?
Texas, yeah. I mean, that thing would have been less hostile. You see how the breath that was coming out of these man's mouths?
Oh, is it cold?
It's fucking freezing there. Zebra's freezing his dick off, and it was just like, why'd you drop me off in the middle of Ohio?
With a bunch of ladies.
Yeah, I know Circleville well.
No one wants to be in Ohio.
Mm. No. No.
It's not bad.
It's gloomy 20 or 200
days. Well, you're describing the Midwest. The entire Midwest is 300 days of gray, pretty much. But, you know,
yeah, some
people find it comforting. Not zebras.
Yeah.
Not zebras. Man.
Yeah.
A little fucker just got blown away, huh?
Yeah, we're definitely not going to show it. But
if we have it, we're showing it.
Isn't that pretty standard if an animal tries to kill
a person? I'm surprised they let it stay there for that long. I thought they would have showed up, blew it
up. Well, they were saying we're trying not to shoot it, so can you just like keep him?
Looks like everything cuts off right before. I'll keep looking.
He pulls the trigger.
I don't think. And by the way, I don't want to see him.
I do.
I don't want to see a zebra get shot in the head.
I
do.
I want to see that fucking zebra.
Oh, all right, I got it.
Ah, there we go, Bobby. Bobby Three Sticks on a little
I'm
Friday.
I'm the only one that doesn't want to see it.
Warning, graphic video. Yes. All right. All right, Bob. Let's see it here. We got, boom. Zebra down. Look at his kicking his little legs. Oh, shit, dude. They're going to have to fucking. Boom. Right in the head. Oh, man. That zebra went down.
He wasn't even being aggressive.
Yet. He was coming towards
the
people.
He was just walking.
Look at this guy.
Dang, dude.
Tell me he's not being aggressive. Look at this fucking dude bleed on the ground.
All right. He was aggressive, and then he calmed down.
Bob, MVP move today, dude.
Yeah, Bob.
College basketball is back on tonight. Bob was ready.
Yeah.
Good job.
You know what these cops did? You know what these cops did?
What'd they do?
They fought back.
They fought back. And that is the essence of Nature Nook, right?
Yeah, sure.
Gotta fight
is.
Back.
Son of gotta a fight bitch, back. Dude. Gotta fight back against those zebras, man. Yeah. Holy shit. That was a headshot, too. You know? I thought it would have gone more towards the body. He was just like, nah, dude, I can murk this thing right in the fucking head.
I mean, that zebra really was just like slowly walking.
I know, but he was antsy,
getting ready to charge,
dude.
Yeah.
That close, though, like that zebra's up your ass before you can do anything.
Exactly. So, by the way, he understands Nature Nook, where he's like, no, you don't go, oh, he's real calm now. Yeah. You go, no, I need to take this animal out because they are unpredictable.
Yep.
And if they're violent, they're violent.
If you have to shake one of those sling blades at them repeatedly like that guy did.
Yeah, just to keep them from not killing people.
Chances are the zebra, zebra's already got some shit going down in his pass already. So.
Yeah.
Man, that was intense. Love to see it, though. Hell of a Nature Nook, boys and girls. My God, dude.
Thanks.
I mean, this is why you sign up for Drinking Bros Podcast on Patreon and get all this shit. So you can see a fucking zebra get murked live on air. Couldn't do that on YouTube.
Mm-mm.
Could you do it on Amazon, maybe? I don't know. We'll find out.
We'll see.
Find out. This would be great.
We'll see if we can even do it on Patreon. I don't know.
You think this video will be
They'll
deleted?
Let us know. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, hell of a day. And if you're out there watching live with us now, a ton of you are. Does it get better than that? Probably not. Probably. What a great way to start the day. You saw a zebra get blasted in the face and then go down and kick their little legs up. Just boom.
Right.
Man, right. I loved it. I loved it.
Good.
Hell of a day.
Good.
It honestly didn't, look like anything.
Is there a better way to end the week?
Yeah,
probably
I mean, it's not.
Not
like the head like explodes.
Which
he
is
just
what
like
you,
drops.
Yeah, like you never get that Hollywood headshot.
No, I know.
No, you don't get that pink mist, you know?
I will say, though, like that guy really, really wanted to shoot a zebra. Do you know what I mean? And he was just like, hey, man.
Yeah.
Like he's ready.
Let me tell you.
He even
you,
had his finger on the trigger.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, I'm not a cop, obviously. Never been a cop. Never going to be a cop. But if I were a cop, my dream call would be like, all units down to the zoo. The chimpanzees and all the monkeys are going fucking crazy.
Yeah, they're killing
out
people.
Of the cages.
They're aggressive.
Get
they might
shotgun.
Have rabies.
Yeah, and you just go in there locked and loaded, blasting monkeys all afternoon.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yep.
Playing Slam by
just
Onyx.
Target practice.
You think that it's target practice, and then you realize, like, you see guys going down beside you because they're just jumping and ripping your faces
off. Yeah, and then you're like, wait a minute.
Wait a minute. What's going on here?
Yeah.
Son
Slam.
And the officers come home and their wives have all drawn them hot baths with floral petals in it when you're just, let's go.
No, no.
Did you have to kill a zebra at work today, honey? Well, I drew you a hot bath. Why don't you go take 2 hours and soak? Have a nice cock soak in there. You've earned it.
I'll turn on Onyx for you.
Yeah. What did your dad do today? My dad, oh gosh, you wouldn't believe this. He fucking blasted a zebra in the face. What? Yeah, it's online. It's viral. That's your dad?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude. Yeah. Way to go, Jimmy.
Right.
Shit, dude. Yeah. Son of a bitch. And you can only do that, by the way, on a full stomach. I guarantee you somebody brought him some Chick-fil-A, you know, to that cop.
Yeah.
Before he went out and started his day. Otherwise, he probably would have missed that shot. Yeah. And that's life. And that's what good people do. Unlike the ones we have in the studio today, okay?
We all passed a Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
Any one of us can be to blame.
Did we?
Yeah.
No.
Literally every one of us on the way here.
I didn't. Took a different route to work today.
What do you mean you took a different route?
Something I'm trying out.
Ain't no Chick-fil-A on my way.
That's
Are you
true.
Serious?
Yeah. Not where Delco's
all right.
at.
Delco's off the hook.
Yeah.
Everyone else is culpable.
I took a different way. So sorry about it. There's a new HEB opening and I went that way. You know, I had to stop by, see some friends. I went to that soft opening the other night. It was a private club inside that grocery store. You weren't invited. You get it. I'll fill you in another time maybe if I want to.
Okay.
But in the meantime, kids, is there anything more you want from us today? We showed you a fucking zebra getting blasted in the face. You're welcome for everything that we provided today. My God, dude.
Yeah.
A hell of a show. Hell of a show. Hell of a way to end the week. Go to iTunes, rate the show a 5-star, and leave a quick review. If that doesn't do it today, what will? Huh? What will get you to leave a review if you don't enjoy seeing a zebra getting shot in the face live on air?
Mm-hmm.
Probably nothing. Mm-hmm. And I can't do anything about it. Now, if you have Spotify and you're saying, I don't have an iPhone, I don't like this, and you're going full coda on me, it's a 5-star on Spotify. You can walk away, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Is it this?
What
was the coda thing at the end where when they won all the awards? Were they snapping fingers?
I think it was snapping.
Yeah. So
is it snapping or waving?
Just go.
Is it waving?
Go, oh, it might be this.
I think it's waving.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just go leave reviews.
No need to make a noise. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Just waving.
Can't really do that for the audio show because they're definitely going to hear. They need to hear something. So
I'm just saying.
It's going to be light snaps for the audio listeners. And then for the rest of you, just go leave reviews with hands. Okay?
Okay.
Choose your fingers. Use your phalanges. For Jesse Wiseman, a.k.a. the Jables, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Revolucion. Buenos tardes, everyone.
Good afternoon.